It's true, Miss... Borland. First bailiff resume I've ever seen with an 8x10 glossy attached.
Well, I used to be an actress.
Uh-huh.
But now I'm, like, really into justice.
And we're glad you are.
Yeah.
Harry, I was... Break a leg.
Come on in, Dan. Miss Corlin, this is our assistant district attorney.
Hi, Dan Fielding, a sucker for a woman in uniform.
Hi. Your Honor, there's about a dozen more applicants out there.
All right. Miss Corlin, this is Bull Shannon. He's our senior bailiff.
Mr. Shannon, it's such a pleasure to meet you. I've admired your work for years.
Thank you.
Yes, he's provided some of the greatest moments in bailiff history.
Judge Stone, will there be anything else?
Nah. I'll make my decision next week.
I'm pulling for you.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Some brass, huh? Pride in the uniform, pride in the job.
I'll make a note of that.
I'll be looking forward to your decision, sir.
Oh, I bet you are, Bull. It must be tough working with one temporary after another, huh?
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dirk.
Case in point.
Harry, please consider hiring someone in the vertebrate family.
What is it, Dirk?
Prisoner's manifest.
Thanks.
Oh, I took Grayson down to women's detention for you.
Women's detention?
Yeah.
Dirk, Grayson's a man.
No. But there was a dress.
It was a man wearing a dress.
Dirk, didn't you notice the 3 days' growth and the full mustache?
Well, I thought she was a little severe looking.
Where is he now?
Right below us, room 1706.
1706? Isn't that where they do the...
strip search.
I'm going to get a ribbing for this one, aren't I, sir?
Christine Sullivan, legal aid.
Phil Sanders, scum. I'm looking forward to working with you.
Yeah, me too.
You notice that eye thing we had going there?
It's Dan, isn't it?
Yes. Well, hello there.
You don't remember me, do you?
Of course I do. Mardi Gras, New Orleans, 76, French Quarter, snake dance.
Christine Sullivan, legal aid, Manhattan. I was here a year ago.
That was my second choice. Well, I swear I'll never forget you again as long as I live.
You probably won't. I've been assigned here permanently.
You're the best.
Mac!
Your Honor?
Yeah, I'm in here. No, in the hallway.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. You know, it sounded so muffled. And what with you always playing jokes?
Why doesn't Bull announce me, huh? I've been out here for 5 minutes.
He didn't show up.
What?
Bull didn't show up for work. Dirk's gonna do it.
Dirk?
Uh-huh.
All rise. Please. Criminal Court Part 2 is now in session. The Honorable Harold T. Stone, presiding?
You may be seated.
Look what the cat done drug in.
Hello, Judge Stone.
Christine Sullivan.
Oh, I'm honored you remember me, sir.
Oh, don't tell me you've been assigned here.
Yes, I've been assigned here permanently.
Well, feather my feet and start me grinning.
As usual, sir, you speak for all of us.
You remember Matt?
Yes, of course.
How are you?
Hi, fine, thank you.
Hey, that is a neat outfit.
Oh.
Is that felt?
No.
Well, it is now. I remember you were here about a year ago, weren't you? We had some problems.
Yes, sir, we did, but we solved them.
Yes, we did.
You know, as I recall, I thought you were ignoring me and not letting me finish my...
Matt, what's first?
People versus Hoover, solicitation.
Sentences.
Sir, I'm worried about Bull. He should have been here an hour ago.
Well, then why don't you give him a call?
Right.
Well, hi, Judge Stone.
Hi, Roberta. How you doing?
Just swell. Say, I love what you've done to your hair.
Thanks. It's about time somebody noticed it.
Your Honor.
Well, that's all right, Miss Sullivan. You haven't seen me in a while. I wouldn't expect you to mention it.
Très branché.
Ain't it?
Excuse me, sir, if I could proceed with my defense.
Defense? She approached an undercover officer and said, give me $100 and I'll make your teeth sweat.
That
Roberta,
is...
are you guilty of soliciting?
Don't. Yes. Answer that.
All right, that's $50 fine and time served. Next case. Good seeing you, Roberta.
You too, Your Honor. Your Honor, it happened again.
What happened again, Miss Sullivan?
You didn't even let me finish.
Matt, is there any more word?
No, sir.
Defense.
It's kind of a rhythm thing. You'll be jumping into conversations within the year.
I even called Bull's landlord, sir. He said Bull didn't come home last night.
Oh, now I'm worried.
Maybe he got lucky.
Yeah, the circus is in town.
Dan.
There he is.
Oh?
He smashed!
Meet the gang.
Excuse me.
Are they a great bunch of people or what?
Yeah, real troopers. Yeah.
I think the bearded lady likes you.
Lips that touch mustache wax shall never touch mine.
Put him on the sofa, guys.
Anything I can do to help, Your Honor?
No, Dirk, we can handle it from here.
He's lucky to have a friend like you.
Yeah, thanks very much, Dirk.
May the Lord bless thee and keep thee.
I appreciate it, Dirk.
Are you all right? Can I get you anything?
Not a thing, thanks. Who the hell are you?
I'm Christine Sullivan. We met last year. I'm the new defense attorney.
You smell nummy.
Well, I'm ashamed of you.
It was just an innocent sniff, Harry.
I'm talking about the drinking.
The piña coladas were nummy, too. I must have a couple of dozen of these little paper umbrellas.
Well, I want to know why you got drunk.
Because I was toasting my friend Selma, that's why. And she deserved every one I could think of.
Selma.
Well, hey, why all the long faces? We're supposed to be having fun today. Today's the day we replace Selma.
Out with the old, in with the new. Get sick and die, we'll replace you too.
Whoa, whoa. Come on, let's have a seat over here, big fella.
Good God, am I tall.
Who's Selma?
Bailiff used to work here. She died about 6 months ago. They were very close.
So after we rode the elephants, we all climbed into this teeny little fire engine.
Bull.
Yep.
I just heard about Selma. I'm really sorry.
You're sorry? How do you think I feel?
Hey, listen, I didn't mean...
It was my best friend that died, not yours.
Bull.
You.
We all cared about Selma very much. But there comes a time where you gotta stop grieving and you go on living.
What did you do to your hair?
Listen, Bull.
Why did Selma have to die, Harry? I mean, why couldn't it be some sicko scum out there instead of her? I want some answers! And I want them now!
Oh, yeah, so we were in this bar scene, and Elmo. Elmo's the little guy in the ringmaster suit.
He's in La La Land, sir.
Sir, maybe it would help if we got some coffee and sandwiches into him.
You know, maybe it would help if we got some coffee and sandwiches into him. Christine?
Good idea, sir.
It's for the cafeteria.
Right.
Mac, yeah. You try to juggle the docket, huh? This could take a little while.
All right.
Dan, keep Bull here and keep an eye on him. I don't want him roaming around in this condition.
So he took the ring of fire. And...
I'll humor him till it hurts.
Be right back.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm leaving.
Oh, wait, no. Harry said to stay here.
Get out of my way, Dan.
No, I have specific instructions not to let you leave.
Move, or I will invent the human pretzel.
I have my instructions.
Did you hear something?
No.
Sounded like a cat caught in a wine press.
Don't just stand there. Untie me.
What happened?
Bull decided to go for a walk. I tried to stop him, and boom. Twisted mister.
Sir, I would... Oh, my Lord. Dan, are you in pain?
No, not really.
Well, great. Then hold it right there while I go get my camera. Looks like one of those damn Picassos.
All right, I'll pay for help.
What happened?
Well, Bull's on the loose. Maybe we should search the building, huh?
Oh, no reason for that, sir. When he gets upset, he either goes down to the basement and sits by the furnace, or he goes up to the... roof.
Not again.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. Nothing a few pins and a few steel rods can't fix.
Well, there he is, just like always.
Yes, I wonder where he got the cape.
Oh, no. Mac, hold on to me, huh?
I'm right here, sir.
In fact, tie that, would you? Just in case.
Uh-huh.
Bull! Bull, talk to me!
The night has a thousand eyes!
I'll send for some burgers.
Sir? Let me have a shot at him.
If she misses, it's my turn.
Don't mind, Miss Sullivan. I'd rather deal with this myself.
Sir, I minored in psychology in school, and
Miss Sullivan.
Depression was my best subject.
Please.
I got B's.
Go away.
It's because I'm a woman, isn't it?
Rock always told Doris Day yes when she asked him this question.
No, Miss Sullivan, it's not that you're a woman. It's that at this moment, you're a pest.
Fine. Then you'll just excuse me while I go drink a cup of insecticide.
Fine.
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 This is when Doris would always storm out of the room and... Bingo.
Oh, come on down. Let's talk, huh? We always end up doing that anyway. Why not sooner than later, huh? Bo!
I think I'm going to be sick.
Oh, no, big guy. Come on, no. Or at least go around to the alley side, huh? Come on.
On second thought, I'd like to cancel that order.
Bo, please come down. I'm afraid in your condition, you're going to hurt yourself.
Don't worry about him. I'm with him.
Christine?
You'll be ashamed to let her die without experiencing me.
Get away from me.
Bo, come here.
Get away from me.
Bo, come here.
Get away from me.
Bo!
Thank you.
What happened?
I don't know. I can't see a thing.
They moved away from the edge.
Now, why would they do a silly thing like that?
You get that.
Hello? What? Yeah, I will. That was the building manager. Something just fell off the roof right over your office.
Oh, God.
Move. She's not as light as she looks.
They said something fell.
My cape. She thought it was me and passed out.
Oh, that poor man.
No, Bull's okay. He's right here. His cape fell. You fainted.
Just like a woman, right?
No. Just like a scared human being. Mac, why don't you take her to the nurse's office and get her checked over, huh?
Yeah. Come on. Maybe we'll get a cup of coffee.
Wait a minute. Thank you for trying to help. Whoever you are. Dan, I'm sorry I rearranged you.
It's all right, big guy. Besides, what the hell could I do about it?
So you're starting to edge your way back into our lucid world, huh?
I'm sorry, Harry.
Did getting drunk solve your problem?
No. I still got the problem, plus I got sick and ruined a cab.
Listen, Bull, for what it's worth, I think I know how you feel. I've been through stuff like this in my life.
It just seems so unfair, Harry.
I mean, I thought I understood things. And then Selma died, and now... No, I don't know what the hell's going on.
What's life all about, Harry?
I don't know, Bull. I don't know why we live, and I don't know why we die. But I do know. But as long as we're here, we better hold on to each other real tight.
In case you're interested, the music has stopped.
What can I do for you?
I'm here for the job.
What job is that?
What is this, a wetsuit?
Well, we interviewed for bailiffs last week.
I'm late. Now, do I get the job or what?
Well, there are certain procedural things that we do, such as checking references.
I don't have any.
Well, that streamlines things. How about experience?
I'm a bailiff.
For how long?
106 years. What's with the hair?
I know he looks funny, but don't say anything about it.
You are a weird man.
Can I keep her, Harry?
Why do I suddenly feel like a hamster?
It's a long story.
I don't want to hear it.
You're hired. Bull, you want to show her around?
Come on. I'll go show you where we stand for 8 hours a night.
I quit.
You can lean on me if you want.
Well, how about if I just hang a swing on your arm?
All righty.
Okay. I'll be needing a raise. Are you all right?
Hangover.
Serves you right. Anybody that abuses alcohol should be punished with violent headaches. The kind that makes your eyes fall out.
Thank you.
For what?
Selma used to care enough to yell at me, too.
Say, tell me something. What was this Selma like?
Well, she was kind of abrasive. She was short. And she had a funny voice.
How pathetic.
Quite a story, huh?
I laughed, I cried, it became a part of me.
Teeny Lamp presents another What the Heck moment. What the heck, only in Teeny Lamp.